Hey, Mystic Michaela, spiritual family, welcome to Know Your Aura with Mystic Michaela. Today, we are doing celebrity aura news, but the 2000s aura nostalgic edition. But first, hey, Scotty.
Hey, guys.
So even back in the 2000s, yes. You paid no attention to any of the celebrity feuds or the trends or the fads or the anything like that. Just like today. At that time, right. It was the same. Would you agree?
I would totally agree. I actually would say that I knew less. I knew less about the 2000s than I do now, because now I, you know, come in and I see you watching some of these shows, or I'll go over some of the pop culture references with you now. Yes. So I actually know more now, which is very little, by the way, than I did back then.
Yeah, and you have a teenager.
Yeah, but
you
know, so
so you're more, I don't know, up on the news.
I'm up, yeah. For me, this is like today. The most I've ever been up on the news.
Yeah, so this is like the 2000s. I mean, there was aura, nostalgia. We're going to go through some of the feuds, some of the big stars, some of the trends. But take us back, Scott. What year are you taking us back to?
All right, so I just picked a random year.
Okay.
And I went with 2005.
All right.
Figured it's like in the middle, good round number. And let me tell you about 2005.
All right.
So maybe the most incredible day of the 2000s.
Yeah.
July the 2nd, 2005. We got married.
Yeah. So we got married.
In Buffalo, New York.
Yes.
There was a whole thing leading up to that, but we won't get into that now.
It was a beautiful day.
Yeah. That day was beautiful. Yes. We had about four people there at the wedding.
But
we're not going to get into that.
Born.
Yes. Right. So July 2nd, 2005.
Yes.
Great day. All right. So let's go through 2005 and kind of figure out remind everyone what was going on.
What was the vibe?
All right. So the president of the United States was, do you remember?
George Bush.
George W. Bush was the president of the United States. He was doing his, I believe this was the beginning of his second term.
Okay.
Just starting his second term. Hurricane Katrina was also that summer, August of 2005.
Oh, wow.
August 29th. So that was...
I remember that. I remember, like, because on the news they said, it's coming.
And yeah.
That was crazy.
Yeah. And New Orleans just was not ready, and it was just a disaster.
And they didn't get anybody out when they, oh my God, it was awful.
And I mean, this was like the beginning of the hatred for the Bushes, you know. So, all right, let's go more positive here. YouTube.
Okay.
Well, I don't know about positive, but all right, YouTube made its debut in 2005. So the YouTube family started to come out and make their videos. And was it Mr. Beast? And I don't know if they probably were a little later on, but you know what I mean? Paved the way for a Mr. Beast to make it big.
Mm-hmm.
Lance Armstrong.
Oh, God.
Also a trend with him.
Yeah, we're going to get into that later.
Everyone loved him then.
They loved him then.
Yeah, because he had won his seventh straight Tour de France, you know, that famous bike race in France. And then I think, I don't remember when it came out, but then it came out that he was doping. And he had been cheating every time.
Oh, my God. He was married to, like, Sheryl Crow. I remember that.
Yeah, but he was huge. And we all wore his bracelets
because
he had cancer. Was it the Livestrong bracelets?
Yes.
That was a huge thing back then.
Yeah, that was a huge trend.
And then we had to burn all our bracelets once we figured out he was cheating.
Yeah, that was like a huge deal.
Yeah. So our average income in the United States. What do you think the average American made in 2005?
$28,000.
$46,000.
Oh. I think I was just poor. I was like giving you my first teacher salary.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Like, what? People were making that much money?
I'm like, whoa. Who are those people?
Yeah,
I remember people? Like making $28,000. I'm like, wow, I'm rich.
Yeah. Okay. A gallon of gas. How much do you think a gallon of gas was?
I was like a dollar or something.
Dollar
50?
Dollar. All right, good guess. $3.18.
I'm really bad at this.
Which is not that far off from now. I think I just filled up and it was $3.30.
Why am I so bad at this?
Yeah. Okay. All right. Here's one. Cost of a new home.
Oh.
So
$120,000.
Okay. So $297,000.
What is wrong? I am so bad at this.
I won't ask you anymore.
Okay.
Okay.
I remember Sheryl Crow was married.
Yeah,
to
you remember
Armstrong,
that. You got the pop culture one. All right. Netflix. Netflix was around.
Oh, I remember that.
But not in the form it is today.
Yeah, the DVDs.
Yes, you'd hand in your DVD, right?
It was a male DVD thing.
Yeah,
male DVD. I remember that. Our neighbors got it. And I was like, oh, you guys are so cool.
You know,
I'm like, whoa.
That was like real cool if you got that in the mail. Yeah.
Yeah.
I think they actually just ended that or still.
They did.
Yeah.
Yeah, I saw like a post about that. They just ended it.
That's
super neat.
All right, what do you think the highest grossing film of 2005 was? Now think the big movies, like, right? That might have came out at that time. Highest grossing film.
I was so busy back then, like, because I was getting married. It was, like, my first job. So I don't think I was paying attention very much to that.
So that was a remake of, like, when they did the Star Wars. It was Star Wars Part 3. Yeah, not the remake. The
I know what
prequels.
You mean.
Yeah. So
the
Star
prequels.
Wars. Yeah, Star Wars Episode 3, Revenge
With Natalie
of
Portman.
The Sith. Which I
was that remember, the first one?
That was the third one.
Oh, the third one.
Yeah, like in the trilogy.
Yeah.
They made 4, 5, and 6.
Yes, that was the sixth one.
And then they went back.
Got it.
Number one was like the worst movie ever made, yeah, possibly. Ever. And then 2 was real bad. And then 3 was, you know, still not so great. It was okay. Just bad. I think they're going to redo those at some point.
I bet you they I bet Disney will redo them.
All right. Most popular TV show. What do you think? Most popular TV show?
American Idol.
American Idol.
Yes.
Okay. Was number one.
I watched that.
Tuesdays.
Okay.
Okay. The second most popular show was CSI.
Okay.
Crime Scene Investigation. I've never even heard of that one. But
really?
Yeah.
Where have you been?
I don't know. What is that?
Where do you live? Under a rock.
Under
That's
a rock.
Where, yeah.
That's what
so
I was always told.
Say,
I live under a rock. Yeah. And then number three, we go back to American Idol on Wednesdays.
Oh, it was on twice.
It was on twice.
Right.
So the Tuesday night was number one, and then Wednesdays was the reveal show, right?
Yes.
Where they kick someone off.
Yeah.
Billboard top song.
Mm-hmm.
Mariah Carey, We Belong Together.
We belong together.
All right, let's go to the...
You're welcome,
yes,
everyone.
You got that.
I couldn't help myself.
All right, let's go to the Oscars.
Ooh.
I love the Oscars.
Yes,
I think it's fantastic.
Loved it then, love it now.
Yeah, I love how everyone is just so loving to each other, and they tell each other how great they are. And I sit there grumbling, you just made a movie. All you did was make a movie.
Yes.
It's not a big deal.
We know.
You made a movie.
We know.
Okay. You're not even acting. That's who you are. You won an acting for being an award for being yourself. All right. Best movie of the year, Oscar winner. Do you I don't know
oh
if
my
you know
God.
This. We actually saw this and we actually waited a long, long time to watch it.
What?
With every Oscar movie. We don't watch it. Like,
oh. God, I don't
and
remember.
I'm so sorry that we ever did.
Give
it
me
was
a clue.
Such a horrible ending.
What is it?
It was like depressed for months.
What a clue.
It was, the best picture was Million Dollar Baby.
Oh, yeah.
You remember that one?
That and was then, really good, though.
It was good to the end. And then remember what happened to her?
Yes, of course.
Okay.
I just saw it.
Yeah, I know. I don't want any.
That's the
thing. I don't want to give any spoilers. You know, if someone might still watch
it. Like a 20-year-old spoiler alert.
It could come to Netflix next week and be the number one movie. Okay, that happens.
Oh, yeah, that was heavy.
Yeah, so, yeah, I was so bad at the end. I couldn't even,
You don't
depressed.
Like depressing shows.
Yeah, it was good to the end. And then
you
best watch. Director was the director of the film. So they really
Clint
won.
Eastwood?
Clint Eastwood.
Okay.
It was like their Oppenheimer of that year.
Okay.
Best actress was Hilary Swank.
Oh, they won everything.
Yeah. Best actor. I don't know if you probably wouldn't be able to get this one either.
No.
Was Jamie Foxx. He won for the movie Ray.
Oh, yeah.
That one? Yeah.
Oh, that was probably a big song, the Gold Digger song with him and Kanye.
Yeah.
Yeah. When, you don't know what I'm talking about.
No, I have no idea. He made music at one point, right? Kanye?
Yeah,
I think
he
so.
Still
yeah.
does. Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Yeah. I don't know. All right. But and then I looked at the nominees for that year.
Uh-huh.
And I actually got mad at the Oscars from 2005.
You gotta let these things
yeah,
go.
Yeah, I know. Don Cheadle. Don Cheadle.
Who's that?
He was the lead role in the movie Hotel Rwanda.
Oh, yeah.
And it came out, I guess, in 2005.
That's a good movie, too.
And that movie is amazing. And he was amazing in that movie.
Mm-hmm.
He was, like, incredible. I've showed that movie. I mean, I've seen that movie, like, you know, because I used to show it to my kids when I was teaching. So I've seen that movie, like, 100 times.
Yeah, that's a really
so, –
that movie's heavy, too.
Yeah, I'm gonna write in, make sure Don
– You should write
he
in.
He should have that Oscar.
Yeah.
That's his Oscar. And I know everyone wants to know this. Best foreign language film that year was The Seaside – Inside.
Thank
the Sea
you.
Inside. But it was Spain. Spain
Thank
won.
You, Scott.
Spain won the foreign language film of the year.
That's great. Okay. We needed to know that.
Yes, I know you did. All right, Grammys. Let's go to the Grammys. Another great award show.
Yeah.
Album of the year.
Ooh. I don't know.
Can you imagine like someone's listening right now and like shouts it out? They know it.
Yeah, somebody does.
Yeah, someone does. It was Ray Charles.
Oh.
And Genius Loves Company.
Okay.
Of course, it was contested by Kanye and that other guy. I forgot
Jamie
his
Fox?
Name. No,
oh.
Kanye and the other guy. And they thought Beyonce should have won
oh,
the 2005 album.
Okay,
yeah.
So this is a two-step joke.
Yeah, two-step joke.
Made.
Yep.
Because that wasn't that also the year that he interrupted Taylor Swift?
Well,
at...
Beyonce didn't have an album that year. But okay. Yeah, Kanye and who's
that? That was for the music video.
Yeah.
I think,
yeah,
or something.
For the music video. And who's the other guy the other day that just came out and was upset that Beyonce didn't win the
album? Her own husband, Jay-Z.
Oh, okay. Jay-Z. Okay. So the other guy who I was referring to
but
is Jay-Z.
I have to, just a minute. Beyonce did take a moment, because you were combining two award shows.
Yes.
I think that was at the MTV Music Awards where he interrupted Taylor Swift. It was that year, wasn't it? It was like 2000. I think it was 2005. Yeah, that's when he did that. And then when she won something later in the show, she stopped and she said, Taylor, come out and talk. So right. I just have to give it. It wasn't Beyonce's fault that he did that.
Right. But nonetheless, she should have won Album of the Year.
Okay, fine.
But she didn't have an album. But okay. The Song of the Year was Daughters by John Mayer. Was he big? He actually won something?
Oh, yeah.
He's, like the, he's the jerk from that song. You do? I don't remember that one.
Oh, yeah. None of his stuff, for me, ages well.
Yeah. And, of course, Billie Eilish won a Grammy that year, too.
Billie Eilish, Scott?
Yeah. Well, she was four. And she was making some good noises, you know? So, okay. She won that, too.
Okay, great.
But, all right. So, that's 2005.
Yes. What was the vibe, would you say?
All right. So, let's go to, like, kind of the vibe. So, we're in the second presidency of George W. Bush. I don't know. I think it starts off a little rocky.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think kind of like it gets a little euphoric for a few years in there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember back, but like housing. There was a huge housing bubble, prices of housing.
Yeah.
You know, everyone was getting mortgages and they were buying houses that were well above their means. People were spending. It was a lot of spending going on. And people were living well above their means.
Okay.
Kind of like the 1920s. Beginning of the 1920s. Things were like, you know, remember the flappers and all that? And people were just spending and spending and spending, but they were doing it on credit.
Okay.
So there was like no regulation on the banks. And I think the vibe must have been kind of a little euphoric for a little bit. But again, remember, they were getting these mortgages on salaries, let's say, of that $46,000, the average salary. And they couldn't afford them.
Right.
And then eventually in 2009, as we get towards the end of the time period we're talking about, it all comes crashing down.
Okay.
The banks start, we don't even know. Some banks went under. Everyone was scared. Like Bank of America was on the brink of collapse.
Yeah.
And Citibank and JP Morgan. And all the banks were about to implode.
That was towards the end of the decade.
That was 2009.
Okay.
Around 2009. Yeah, 2008, 2009. So it was kind of an interesting, I don't know if we could assign an aura color to the time period. Maybe you could.
Oh, yeah.
But it was kind of...
whole decade.
Interesting.
Yeah, when we go into trends later.
Yeah.
I think, like, I would assign... It's a lot of pink.
Okay.
Yeah, maybe kind of, like, at the beginning. Well, because it was after 2001. Uh-huh. You know, the towers are hit.
Okay.
And I think, like, people were just looking for some sort of identity or levity or something. And just like when I think about the trends, looking back as we're going to get into them, it's a lot of hopefulness and being extra and accessory and joyful and sparkly and kind of superfluous and kind of like whatever, like that and shiny. So maybe I put pink to that.
Okay. And after the towers, and then we have like that time period where I think we're really united. I mean, that's the last time I remember the country, and we don't talk politics on this show, but that's when the country was actually united.
Yeah.
When Americans weren't like at each other's throat based off a political party. We had actually come together and people were actually praising George Bush at the time, both sides of the aisle. And then I think then we got into the wars and then it kind of started
falling apart.
But then maybe people, you know, we were talking about this off air a little bit. We're looking for something at that time. And maybe that's when the birth of like reality TV is going to come in, which we'll get to. So it's interesting.
It is interesting how the vibe kind of affects
trend.
It trickles down into our entertainment.
Yeah.
And it trickles down into The Simpsons and Nick Lachey.
And that's who we're going to take. I think we're going to take a quick break. And I actually saw him again. He came back.
Oh,
I saw him on that.
I Love Is Blind.
Love Is Blind.
I know. It's all coming together for you, Scott.
All right. Quick ad. We'll be right back.
Our next sponsor, Marley Spoon, they really solve a problem in my life. And that is answering the age-old question, what's for dinner? Having a family, it's a lot easier to prepare for the week ahead. And Marley Spoon allows me so much peace of mind and saving time I just pick out what we're eating next week and it comes to my door. I don't have to stop at the grocery store. I don't have to think anymore. It's done. And I know everyone's getting healthy, amazing, good and tasty, make everybody happy meals next week. This podcast is sponsored by Marley Spoon. Marley Spoon knows that bland food is boring, so they created the best tasting meal kit money can buy. With my code KYA, you can get up to 25 free meals. With Marley Spoon, you can choose from over 100 delicious recipes every week, from Cajun spiced chicken to poached salmon to butternut squash gnocchi to a vegan burrito bowl. My favorite recent from Marley Spoon was their za'atar steak. We inhaled that. Everybody was thrilled. I felt like a champ making it. And many of the recipes are completely customizable, whether you're looking for vegetarian meals, family-friendly dishes, low-carb options. Marley Spoon really has the food you want to eat. Lots of options. That's why I also love Marley Spoon. It's hard to please everyone when you're cooking for everyone. And Marley Spoon is so customizable and has so much variety. They make it easy. They solve that problem. So experience the most personalized meal kit with Marley Spoon. Head to marleyspoon.com/offer/KYA and use code KYA for up to 25 free meals. That's right, up to 25 free meals with Marley Spoon. One last time, that's marleyspoon.com/offer/KYA for up to 25 free meals. And make sure you use my promo code KYA so they can know I sent you. Hey, Scotty.
Hey, guys.
So we have to start off by talking about the power couple of the early 2000s and beyond, which were Jessica Simpson and Nick Lachey. And you know Nick Lachey, Scott, because you've been kind of peering in on my Love is Blind moments.
Yeah, and actually, yeah. You know what? I'm going to go on a red rant here.
Okay, do it. Okay, go.
So I can't even believe this guy is still around, Nick Lachey. This is like a miracle. I don't know who he made a deal with. I don't know what lucky horseshoe he has. But Anyway. All right, so I'm watching that reunion, the Love is Blind reunion. I can't believe it. It's just horrific.
Okay.
And there's Nick Lachey. I think, is that his wife next to him?
Yes, that's Vanessa, his now wife, Vanessa Lachey.
You know, he attacks one of the cast members.
Yeah.
I think it was Trevor?
Okay.
The kind of meathead guy?
Yes, yeah.
Yeah, the
Trevor.
Red Indigo guy?
He's okay. Red and Indigo. Red Indigo guy. Trevor is, yeah.
And like kind of attacks him, like, because he didn't come on. It took this right out of The Bachelor, by the way, for the right reasons.
Oh, I mean,
who did you study The Bachelor?
Yeah.
And so basically saying that, you know, you came on for fame and Instagram glory and you didn't come in for the process.
Right.
And if he was really serious about it, he would have came in for love and blah, blah.
Yeah.
And I'm like sitting there and I'm thinking in my head. Well, no, actually, I'm thinking out loud.
Yeah,
I'm screaming at the TV at this point.
Super out loud.
Like, does Nick Lachey think that we are, I don't know, have low IQ? I don't know. What does he think of us?
Yeah, like why are you here, Nick Lachey?
Yeah, what are you doing there?
Like, are you not here for fame?
Yeah, you're not in this for the love process. If you were in this for the love process, you would do this without a camera on.
Yeah.
And then you would go to their homes without any cameras and see how they're doing.
Yeah.
But no, you're on the show too doing this. So, I mean,
two things can be true.
Yeah. So, Nick Lachey, I'm going to be, I don't know what his colors are, but seems kind of jerky, and I don't know how he's made it this far.
Okay.
That's all I'm gonna say.
Well, Nick Lachey's purple green.
Okay.
Purple green. Let's start with Nick Lachey back in the day. Nick Lachey back in the day.
And he was a singer too.
He was the front man of a band called 98 Degrees. Mm. So in 1998, he was in this band called 98 Degrees.
Okay.
It was around the rise of all these boy bands like NSYNC and Backstreet Boys and all that. And I guess he met Jessica Simpson when they were, I don't know, on tour, and they got married in 2002. All right. Okay. So that's all you have to know about him. So he is the front man. You know, he's this attractive guy or whatever. And you know, he's the it boy.
Yeah.
Kind of second degree it boy because he's in competition with like a lot of the
other
boy bands.
Yeah, because I remember 98 Degrees being on the level of Backstreet Boys or NSYNC.
No.
They were like third place, maybe?
Yeah. They had like a lot of, they had some hits, but yeah they definitely were not Backstreet Boys. They were not NSYNC like at all.
Right.
But, and that's the only one you'll probably remember from 98 Degrees anyhow, Nick Lachey. But then he meets Jessica Simpson and that's like, now, so I have a picture. Oh, Jessica Simpson is pink and yellow. So I'm going to read their pictures from back then.
Okay.
All right.
So it's early 2000s, Nick Lachey and Jessica Simpson.
And I see them. I have their engagement photo, which is just so cringy and amazing at the same time. The thing with Jessica Simpson is she is so real all the time. Jessica Simpson is like reading the front page news. Her energy is so blatant. Trust me, you all are reading her, I feel like, correctly. So It's hard because she's pink. She puts it all out there. She definitely wears her heart on her sleeve. In any picture, you can tell if she's happy or not. Trust me, you can tell. Like, and I am, I'm very big on like, oh, you know, you got to give people the benefit of the doubt or give them privacy or whatever. She's so glaringly upfront, obvious, energetically with her own energy. And I feel like what happened was she got stuck in this situation with Nick Lachey. Like, I feel like it was supposed, this is what I feel looking at them. This was supposed to bolster both of their careers. She fell in love. Like, she was in it really hard. Like, that it was also an actual relationship in the way she wanted it to be in her fairy tale pink heart. But for Nick Lachey, I don't know. I feel like it was kind of, I feel like for her dad, because she has like a dadager, like a manager dad, I feel like the dad kind of shoved this whole thing together. And so this was supposed to be for their careers. I think Nick Lachey has, he's got, even back then, I don't know how to say this nicely. Like, he has kind of an attitude where he knows better than everyone else. And he's even younger back then. So that's interesting. And he's got that kind of thing, like, nothing's wrong with me. Usually I sense insecurities on people because that's normal. Like, Nick Lachey back then doesn't have any. So it kind of...
And he was green and purple back then too.
Yeah, he's consistently green and purple. Consistent. I feel like with him, he's just kind of, he thinks he's right. And he probably told her all the time, like, this is what we're doing. And she was like, okay. You know that. And it just was, I feel like the marriage or the relationship was different for each of them. And then the dad was way too involved too.
So if we put it in these terms, it's kind of like he's bringing the Kennergy and she's like Barbie. Aww. And he's like mansplaining everyone.
Yeah, I think he mansplains a lot.
Yeah, I could see him being a huge, like, he mansplained me the other day when I was watching that show.
Right.
Like, he was mansplaining
he
over there.
He seems like a big mansplainer before that was a term. That wasn't even a term back then.
Right, he could have coined the term. He could be one of the first mansplainers.
He could be the graphic depiction of what a mansplainer is.
Right,
you're right.
There he is.
So that's what he feels like to me. Like, like a big old mansplainer. Okay. And then he kind of hides behind, like, laurels. So they had this, like, meaning, like, well, that's what a woman's supposed to do, and that's what a man's supposed to do. And it's like, that's not logical for me. Like, that's just because that's how it works doesn't mean that's correct. But he thinks that's a good logic to use. Anyways, they had this show called Newlyweds. Now,
yes,
reality show is kind of new. It's like uncharted territory. So in 2003, Newlyweds premiered on MTV, and everyone at the time, and I remember this, everybody at the time was like, oh my God, a camera in their house? I don't know. Is this like smart? And they were catching Jessica Simpson doing a lot of pink stuff and exploiting it.
Now, I didn't watch the show. Yeah. I did see like maybe... like, you know, like snippets. The same thing, snippets here and there. Is this the one where she came out with the famous quote, chicken of the sea?
Yeah.
Where she thought tuna fish was actually chicken.
Of the sea.
Of the sea. Yeah.
And everybody like went, oh my gosh, like she'll never live it down.
Right.
And
which I don't think she did.
I don't think she did. It's like, she really thought that, you know, she's cute and she's pink.
Right.
And she was so herself. And I think the show, I didn't watch it a whole lot, but just looking at pictures from it and just the vibe of it was very much like he would just kind of make fun of her. He was like annoyed with her. He was like exasperated by her. And he kind of came off, I think his image was like, I'm a normal guy who just wants my wife to make me dinner. And like she was messy or doing her thing or kind of, she was being pink. All the things pinks get in trouble for, just having fun and being in the moment, being her artistic vulnerable self. And the whole country was kind of coming down on her too. Anyways, they said that, it really kind of messed up their marriage. Like much later on in other interviews, I think they both kind of admitted that this wasn't great for their marriage. But in 2005, they did split. They got divorced, and I don't know, all sorts of stuff came out after, like different cheating allegations and this and that. Apparently in her memoir later that she wrote in 2020, she said that, and I just thought this was interesting. She was accused of having like an affair with her, like she was in this movie with Johnny Knoxville. And she did. She said, I had an emotional affair with him because he didn't laugh at her or roll her eyes at her like Nick did. And I'm like, oh, because, you know, so I just feel like he was mean to her and didn't appreciate her for who she was and wanted to mold her into something else. And I think he just mansplained her to death. And then she just couldn't, she couldn't handle it. She calls the whole thing her biggest financial mistake because she had no prenup.
Okay.
And I think what she was, trying to say is he took a lot of her money after
I could see that. Cause again, I don't remember I remember the name of the band, but yeah. I don't remember them being big or anything.
Yeah.
So yeah, I don't know. Who, how about now? How about the,
yes.
The, you said she was next to him on Love is Blind reunion. That's his wife.
That's
now?
His wife now.
What's
Vanessa.
Her color?
So
yeah, what's her colors?
Yeah. So Vanessa is, and I'll get to Jessica now. In a minute, but like, all right, so now Nick and Vanessa. Vanessa's purple and blue. Vanessa to me feels like she shuts his crap down. She's like, shut up.
Stop mansplaining.
Like, stop it. Stop don't it. You dare. Like, she's too purple for that crap. Like, she's like, don't. So I feel like their relationship is a lot of her being like, don't even go there with me, like that. But she's also blue enough to deal with him needing to feel like he's got the Kennergy, you know, like yeah. She's like, okay, you're the man, I'm the woman, but also don't talk to me that like that. So I feel like they have some sort of, listen, every marriage is a weird recipe, I like to say, of your own design. And I feel like theirs is, if you explored that, it would be just as messed up as any of the couples you see on Love is Blind. But
sure.
I do feel like she tells him
that's funny.
Not to go there with her. So she shuts him down. That's what I think. Her purple is just like, stop it. Like, she can take, but she's blue enough to take enough that it works for both of them. And then purple enough to shut it down when it's just too much.
Okay.
Like, but I don't think he ever changes or learns. I think he just stays how he is and maybe holds off for a while and then just starts up again and with his nonsense.
All right. I'm gonna put you on the spot here. Ready? All right. If Nick Lachey,
yeah.
I know we're getting out of the 2005 right. range. If Nick Lachey was a contestant on Love is Blind, and he was behind that wall.
Yeah.
Who of the contestants would he have picked?
Oh.
Not knowing what they look like,
that's
obviously.
Hard. It's such a highly edited show.
I say he would have picked the one that broke up maybe with Jimmy? Or
Jessica?
Jimmy broke up with him?
Like, Jessica? The,
yeah.
She's pink too. That's funny.
Yeah, I think.
Yeah.
He might have
Jessica
picked
Jessica is pink too, so that's really funny. I can see that. He's real charming. You know, like,
yeah.
I feel like when you first talk to him, he pays it. He's green-purple. Green-purples are super charming. They
right.
pay attention. They're on top of it. They're really intense. They're super passionate. They're funny. They're witty. All that. Like, he's got all that going. It's just, like, with him,
yeah,
just how he is.
Yeah. You know. I feel if you took Nick Lachey,
yeah,
Nick Viall, and Justin Timberlake.
Oh, my God.
And you put them in a room together.
Ooh.
What would happen? It'd be so much mansplaining.
Oh, so much mansplaining.
They'd all whip out like a guitar.
Yeah.
And they'd be like singing to each other, like in the Barbie movie.
I showed you the TikTok yeah. video where Nick Lachey is getting slammed. That just shows you he's got no self-awareness. You don't know what I'm talking about. Nick Lachey put up a video of him singing.
Yeah.
And somebody else is playing the guitar. He's like, how's the feeling to myself? Yeah, yeah. And it's like, whoa. Like, do you not feel yourself?
Right.
And it's like the Kennergy. But
now,
anyways.
All right. So I think we'd be remiss.
He's fine. Yeah.
Yeah. If we did not add Ashley Simpson to this.
I have to talk about Jessica Simpson
now. Oh, Jessica Simpson.
And then
now.
We do
then
have to talk about Ashley Simpson.
Yeah. Because I do remember one thing that
oh,
she did.
Oh, yes. Okay. Yeah. Jessica, I feel bad. Jessica Simpson.
Yeah.
I have a soft place in my heart for Pink Auras. Pink Auras and Fame. I get it. They have all this money. I get it. But
right.
I feel bad for her. So I have a picture of her. She's next to her book. And this is from 2020. I just took this picture. Listen, I feel like she struggled a lot. Just looking at her aura, I'll just stick to that. The pink is very out there. I feel like she lets it go out, meaning her true vulnerable self. She's trying to practice putting herself out there again in a way where people can relate to. She hid away for a very long time. She had a lot of issues. I think she talked about having addiction issues and whatnot. And I feel like with her, she's like, okay, I'm going to be myself. I'm going to, you know, I feel like it's really hard for her to be in public and she got attacked also in the 2000s. People called her fat, which was like horrific
yeah.
for all of us watching because we're like, that's fat? Like, she's like gorgeous like that. So she's been attacked and attacked. So she actually disappeared for a while. And then I feel like she was in I Told You So Yellow Land, which is kind of where this is my reality. And it's no different than what I tell myself. And she wasn't able to leave that for a while, but now she's trying to come back out. So I feel like a fragile energy that needs a lot of TLC and needs a lot of her own family. and just needs to be cocooned and come out in small bursts. And I feel like she knows that about herself, and I feel like a rebuilding around her. So that makes me happy. But yeah, you can feel her struggles with things, and she's a real person. That's hard.
And I don't remember much about Jessica Simpson, but I do remember people always coming after her.
And she looked like the nicest person.
Yeah, she was like tabloid fodder. Like every week they'd
say awful things about her body and whatnot.
Yeah, I do recall that. All right. So I do remember this. Now, there was a show on TV.
Yes.
It was called Saturday Night Live. Is it still on?
It still is on.
Oh, still on. Okay.
Believe it or not.
Who would even know that?
Yeah.
But actually, back then, it was a little bit bigger, obviously, than today. And I do remember she was, I think, the entertainment for the singer for that night.
Singing.
Yeah, the live singing for that night. And it was like totally botched. And then she came out and she did like a jig or something, a weird dance. It was all over the place.
It was bad.
It was terrible.
And that signaled the end of her career.
Yeah, that just, she was done.
It was over.
Finished.
Yeah.
And she never recovered from that.
Yeah, I mean, you could debate that, but I would say we were all like, none of us talked, she wasn't spoken about very much after that.
Right.
All right, so Ashley Simpson. So in the midst of everything I was just talking about with Jessica and Nick, at the same time, Ashley makes a big break, okay? So she has a show on MTV called The Ashley Simpson Show. Remember, same dadager that, because the dad controls everything. She kind of is marketed everything opposite from her sister. She's edgy. She's promoting herself as this pop star. I write all my own songs, like that kind of thing. She's got this dark hair. She dresses a little bit alternative. She was a guest on The Newlyweds. They tried to make her a background dancer for her sister. She actually starred in the fever dream that was Seventh Heaven. She had her debut album, Autobiography, did really well. So she was like the edgier Simpson sister. Okay. But then in 2004, that's when it happened. You were talking about, she went out and it was just obvious she was lip syncing. And then she did a jig and then she walked off the stage and she blamed it on her band. And then on TLC later that week, with Carson Daly, who we're going to talk about, she said, I had acid reflux. And then even today, she said, I had a vocal problem that day. Like, even today.
Right.
Like, she's just not going to admit it or whatever. All right. So what is Ashley Simpson's aura then and now? Ashley is, so back then, she was super, super blue. It was, like, really fuzzy. And, like, if I was reading her back then, I'd see, like, okay, this is, like, she's indigo, but it's really masked and inside. She's very purple. Like balmy purple, little messy, and she wears a lot of inauthentic yellow.
Mm.
So with that, I just feel like she was trying to force herself into a role, and it's sad because she's really talented. She feels like a really talented artistic person who actually likes music and enjoys creating and whatnot. But the way that they were trying to make her do it, I think, just caused her to feel separate from herself and not in control. And maybe this was a purple bomb in some sort of a way to get her out of it in a way. Now when I see her, because I have a picture, she's married, she's got 3 kids. All right. Now when I see her, her aura looks a lot better. As it all, growing and maturing does this to all of us. But when I see her now, she's very blue to go and purple. It is so boundaried off. Like, there is such an auric shell around her. It's like, you will see what I let you see. I feel like both of those girls, Ashley seems like, believe it or not, she walked away from the early 2000s better than her sister did, honestly. I feel like she has a really good head on her shoulders. She comes out and she's like, you'll look at me when I want you to look at me, not when you want to look at me. So she feels very concerned with making sure her image, and when people see her, it's because she wants to be seen and she wants to be noticed. She just feels like she's got a lot of boundaries and she's prioritized family and blue to go people stuff over fame and whatnot. So, yeah, that's Ashley.
Okay. And she does she do anything now, or she's not in the public eye too much?
Yeah, I feel like I should have looked into that a little better. I feel like she has a company. I feel like she managed her money well.
But I haven't heard that name in years.
No, you haven't. Yeah. You haven't. She married, oh my God, who did she marry? She married some guy who was in a band of that time too, which I totally forget. No, maybe she didn't.
72 Degrees?
Yeah, right. Actually, I'm confusing her with Nicole Richie.
Oh, okay.
I just got confused. No, she's married. I'd forget. No, it's to a famous singer's kid.
Okay.
You'd know who it was. I'm sorry, guys. this is my purple self. I lost my way. But she's married to somebody famous's kid. Anyhow, okay. I feel like they have a company and they just do everything. Right. Who knows?
Does Nick Lachey have any that you know of, maybe you don't know, ties to the Simpsons anymore? Or is that like they just went their separate ways?
I think so. Like they kind of, when they talk about each other, it's very, like she put out the autobiography in 2020.
Yeah.
And they were, you know, he was asked to comment. He's like, I lived it. I don't have to comment on it.
Okay.
And he's like, I lived it. I know the truth, how it happened. I don't need to hear that version. And I was like, okay. Like, so I think with them, it's just like, whatever.
All right. Well, maybe if Netflix does another reality dating show, they can get the Simpson girls to be the host instead of Nick Lachey and his wife.
That might be really interesting, actually.
Yeah, that could be.
That might be really interesting.
Let's take a quick break. And then my favorite show of the 2000s we're going to talk about next.
Hey, Scotty, you know what sponsor we're talking about today?
Is it Wild Grain?
It is.
Let me tell you about Wild Grain.
Yes.
Right now, there's a war going on between me and Abby.
Right.
Over the chocolate croissants.
Yes.
We have declared war. Who gets them?
You don't let anybody else eat them.
I've been hoarding Wild Grain.
Okay. It's true. You hoard them. You have a special section of the fridge.
It is my favorite.
Yeah. Well, it's okay. We can get all croissants if we wanted to. Do you know that in the subscription box, you can actually pick, you can fully customize your Wild Grain box? Wild Grain is the first ever baked from frozen subscription box for sourdough breads, fresh pastas, and artisanal pastries. Every item bakes from frozen in 25 minutes or less. There's no thawing required. It couldn't be easier than that. And you can now, again, fully customize your Wild Grain box. So we can get all chocolate croissants, or you can get any combination of breads, pastas, and pastries. You can even build a box of only pastas or only pastries if you wanted to.
I just heard the freezer open. Abby.
Someone's getting it.
Abby's going for it right now.
We're just going to order more. It's fine. For a limited time, you can get $30 off the first box plus free croissants in every box when you go to wildgrain.com/KYA to start your subscription. You heard me. Free croissants. They're so good in every box. And $30 off your first box when you go to wildgrain.com/KYA. That's wildgrain.com/KYA. Or you can use promo code KYA at checkout. Hey, Scotty.
Hey, guys.
So let's talk about American Idol.
All right, American Idol. Now, of course, I did not see season one because with everything, I'm just like, no, I'm not watching that.
Yeah.
And everybody's watching it. Was that, who won that year? Was that Clarkson?
Kelly Clarkson.
Yeah, Kelly Clarkson. I did not watch that season.
I just
kept saying, no, I'm not watching it.
Right.
But then, you know, as with everything, like, it's on and I start to creep in.
Yes.
And then by season five, was my favorite American Idol season. Yeah. I was like a super fan.
You were.
I mean, this is like maybe one of the only times in my life.
Let's be honest. You watch it now. You're the only person.
No, I don't.
Yes,
no,
you
I
don't. Do.
No, I don't. I don't like it now.
You're always watching it.
I turn it on sometimes.
You're the only one who watches it.
I turn it on sometimes.
I Am Tongi from last season.
I love I Am Tongi.
You have I Am Tongi. Songs on your playlist.
Yeah, they had a contestant on, and her name was Nutsa.
Her name was Nutsa.
I say that all the time. Hey.
Yeah, you're like, that's Nutsa.
She was just a contestant on the show.
No, that was her name.
So, yeah.
But you loved I Am Tongi, and you know what? I do too. He's got a great voice.
I mean, it can't beat I Am Tongi. But anyway, so 2005 was when I peaked my American Idol. That's probably when people were starting to like go the other way on it already. Maybe, I don't know.
Okay.
And I bet everyone knows like Kelly Clarkson and Carrie Underwood and Adam Lambert.
Yeah.
You know, these were big names from the show, of course. But the winner of season five, all right, if you know it, shout it out right now in your car or your bathtub, wherever you are. Most of our listeners, 49% listen to the bathtub or shower. So
I'll
scream it in
hint.
Your shower.
Do
who was the
I
winner
make you proud?
Of America? That was not even helpful. That song
I don't
sold
remember
like
that.
Four records or four, whatever it is. But it was Taylor Hicks.
Yeah.
Taylor Hicks was the winner.
Yeah.
And he was my favorite. He was my absolute favorite. I love this guy. I actually voted. I have never voted for any American Idol season, but I voted for Taylor Hicks. It was probably fixed anyway.
You probably voted for last year's winner.
No.
Okay, on his Instagram account, he has 22,900 followers.
Taylor Hicks?
Yeah.
Oh,
I'm looking at him.
Is he still around?
He is. This is
How's
his official-
he doing?
He is
I should follow
performing
him.
Hits and Bob Seger classics. Of course, he's your favorite.
Yeah.
Holy cow.
Oh, God.
That makes sense. And he's got some tour dates.
He does.
Yeah.
Is he coming near us?
No, it's like Arizona, Alabama, and Kentucky, and Mississippi.
Okay.
And he only had 6 comments on that post.
Oh, poor Taylor. Is he red blue by
any chance? Oh, look, he was at the Grand Ole Opry.
Okay.
Yeah, he's red blue.
Oh, yeah. So even then, when I didn't even know anything about colors,
yeah,
I knew who was really cool. But and here's the thing. He beat out a lot of big names that year.
He did.
Kelly Pickler.
Okay.
He went on her TV show.
Right.
And she was, I think she's real purple, right? Or something.
She's super purple. Yeah.
Chris Daughtry.
Okay.
He went on to have a lot of hits.
Yes.
I think he actually had the most sales of albums after that. He beat out Catherine McPhee.
Okay.
Of course, she was being courted by David Foster at the time.
Wasn't he was a guest, wasn't he? At that,
I think he was working. Yeah, he was working with the contestants.
They used to have them work with them. Yeah.
There's like an 80 years difference in age between the two of them.
Yeah.
But Taylor Hicks, that was my season. I loved it. I remember we were on vacation. You probably don't remember this. We went to the Smoky Mountains on vacation.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, we're hiking and you know how much I love all that stuff. And we got home in time because they didn't have you couldn't tape it.
I don't remember that.
We got back to the cabin.
Wow.
So we could watch, you know, who was going to get eliminated.
But I think, okay.
That's how big it was.
Yes. For me. It was really, actually, American Idol was really big. I do remember that because that was in 2004, I was teaching and all the kids were obsessed with American Idol.
Yes.
And everybody was talking about it. And that was before social media and all that, of course. So people would talk about it the next day. Oh my God, did you see who got eliminated? Oh my gosh, did you see this? What did you think of this? What did you think of that? People would MP3 their songs.
Yeah.
You know, it was a big deal.
Maybe, yeah.
All right. So the American Idol judges back then.
Yeah.
And were good.
Yes. And I do want to preface this. These are the only judges that I recognize. I do not recognize any other judges as being legitimate judges.
Yeah.
Except for these three.
Okay. Okay.
So they were
Paula Abdul.
Yep.
Simon Cowell,
yep.
Randy Jackson, host was Ryan Seacrest. He's the host again now,
yeah,
though.
So he's got to move on by now. Yeah, okay. Ryan, move on.
Yeah, I think Ryan gets stuck in a rut, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah. You know, he didn't know when to jump ship.
Yeah.
He should have jumped ship a long time ago.
They probably just pay him too well.
He probably does, yeah. And these were fantastic judges.
Okay, so Paula Abdul was like the nice one.
Yes.
Which makes sense because she's indigo purple.
Yes, she was. She was the one that everyone was like the greatest singer of all time.
Yes.
Everyone's gonna be a superstar. Everyone's gonna be the next Madonna or whatever. Yes,
she
okay,
was
and
so
that makes
sweet.
Sense that she was what purple indigo.
She was purple indigo.
Yeah,
purple she was
indigo.
So sweet. She really, but she wasn't making it up. She really did see the good in them.
Yeah,
you know, like anybody that went up there, she's like, oh my gosh, I do see the good in you, and she'd highlight the good. She wasn't BSing or whatever.
Okay,
and I think it worked on her. Because that's who she is. Like, she really is that person. I think other people have tried to fill that role in other American Idol judges.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like they're just faking it or
yeah,
something.
Yeah, we can get to the new judges in a
yeah,
second.
But then
yes.
There's Simon Cowell. He's purple red.
That makes perfect sense.
And Randy Jackson. He's like green, purple, blue.
Yeah, he was like more of the green. Yeah.
No for me, dog. That's going to be no for me. I still say that in my head to myself.
And now that we have their colors.
Yeah.
And I wish if I would have known their colors back then, it would make total sense. But
yeah.
Why the three of them work so perfectly, and they're the only recognized judges by me, is because those they match up well. Those colors seem like, you know, you got the green, purple, blue, you got the purple, red, you got the indigo, purple.
Yeah.
And they all worked off each other so well that they each brought like a different component to the judging. And they actually became more of the stars in a way.
They were.
At some point.
Yeah,
than
like
a lot of the contestants.
Paula and Simon always fighting.
Right.
You know. But you know what I think what happened was, you know, it was lightning in a bottle.
Yeah.
And a lot of the way the show is formatted, I think, was because of the original judges' chemistry. But they kept the formatting of that original chemistry. And now you're just trying to get people to kind of fill those roles. And it doesn't really work as much as well anymore. Because that's what I think happened. I think like the show was formed around them and then.
Yeah. And I agree with that 100%. And what about the host, Ryan Seacrest?
Ryan he's super green.
Super
that guy
green.
Is so.
So green.
Green. I feel like he has a schedule he probably knows what time of day anything happens to his body. I was going to say it, but I didn't. I want to gross people out.
Oh my gosh.
Like he's like 9 a.m. Okay, okay. Time to go to the bathroom. Okay. Like that. Like I think he's so regulated in his life.
Right.
Like he does not, like he's so, and now I do this and now I do, but he looks, he can look, he's very natural at what he does. He's a great host. Yeah. And if you ever heard him on the radio or anything, he interviews amazing. I mean, he's just a natural at what he does.
Yes.
And he's purple too, but he's just so super green. He's super so green. Super green.
And that would be American Idol of 2005 and still in, because we watched it the other day. He's still the
same. He's very much the same. He looks the same, except for the frosted tips, everything. He's like very much.
Hair's a little bit different.
Yeah, hair's a little different.
He changed his slogan. It used to be Seacrest out.
He did. That was a long time ago.
And then, I don't know, you got to really remember back, Howard Stern called him out for that.
He was like, don't do that.
Don't say it. He dropped the Seacrest out. Because after every episode, he goes, Seacrest out. And,
yeah, that was weird.
And Howard Stern, of course, jumped on that.
Yeah, for lots of reasons.
Yes, for lots of reasons. Yes, we could. All right, so that was back then. Yeah. Really nostalgic. Loved the show. And then, of course.
But now.
Now we watched it the other day.
Oh, we watch it all the time. Don't act like you're always watching it.
Okay. I sometimes turn it on. I do sometimes turn it on. Okay. And I made you watch it the other day. Actually, that was one time I made you watch it because you never watch it.
So what happens is you watch it and then you start red ranting. And I'm like, Scott, literally, you're the only person watching it.
I know. And it feels like that. When I'm watching it, I feel like I'm the only person watching it.
You are. It's lonely.
What's my goal? It's like my contrarian again. It's like going against the grain. Whatever everyone else is watching, Love is Blind. I'm watching American Idol season 58. And again, I do not recognize these judges.
Yeah.
It does not work. And what you were saying is 100% correct, I think. Mm-hmm. So you have Lionel Richie.
Yes.
Luke Bryant.
Yeah.
And Katy Perry.
Yeah.
One is worse than the next. They are so bad that when I do actually watch it sometimes, which I don't often, I mute them. I put them on mute because I cannot listen to them.
That's true. I find them interesting to listen to only because if you listen to it with the aura colors, it kind of makes sense.
Well, that was interesting because I had been watching, like I said, I've been watching it. And then I'm like, tell me about their color. So what's Lionel? Yeah. Let's start with Lionel Richie.
Lionel Richie, he's like green purple, but he's like, I don't know. He's like a little out to lunch.
Yes.
So that's if anybody knows what I mean by that. It's like space cadet, kind of like, music, hello, I don't know, what his...
Is it me you're looking for?
Is it me you're looking for? I mean, he's like fine. I think if he hears something really good, he's like, that's great. But I don't know if it stays in his head. He's got like a goldfish vibe to me. but he's like feels really he's like a nice person, but I also think he's seen a lot, but I don't know if he's noticed a lot. I don't know. He stays in his lane. He's probably really good if something's his project or his vision, like he'll do it his way, and he feels like he can take control in those spaces. But he also feels like he's real good at letting go if something's not his way or something. Lionel Richie's green purple, so he's a creative kind of person. He gives
every single person is a standing ovation, by the way, for him. Doesn't make sense. But it's not working. Like when Paula did it, we'd get annoyed with her. I'd be like annoyed. All right, Paula, come on, that wasn't good. You know that wasn't good. Right. I could have done better, Paula. Yeah. But it worked for her.
And it worked also because Simon said that.
Right.
Like Simon called her out. It's like, Simon, that's exactly what we were all thinking. Right. And it was, but it's like, oh, Simon, let her be. Or Simon's right. So you could, there was something for everybody there.
Right. So then when Lionel, and no one knows what I'm talking about here, when Lionel and Richie is saying this person's so great, then you get Luke Bryant. And he says the same thing. He's like, this is the greatest thing I ever heard. He's like, tears are rolling down his eyes.
I like Luke Bryan.
Everyone, it's real a lot of country singers now. So everyone's like his brother, All right. So Luke Bryan.
Luke Bryan's green blue.
Green blue.
Which makes sense. He's kind of got the corny dad vibes.
Yeah. He's got the corny dad vibes.
Yeah.
He's a green blue.
He's down to earth.
Yeah.
The most part.
It's so funny because we were in the car yesterday and I knew we were going to do this bit on American Idol. And, I actually thought Luke Bryan was Luke Combs.
You're like, who's Luke? And then Bree's listening to us in the back seat.
Yeah.
And you're like, because I wish she was here doing this with us.
It would be so funny because she was, I got confused between Luke Combs.
She's like, so who's Luke Combs? And then she's like, Luke Combs. It's just so weird. Doing it. The way we have to explain it to you is Luke Combs stole the Tracy Chapman song. Luke Bryan has the country girl Shake It For Me song.
Right.
And then you were like, but who's the one that always sings about whiskey? And she's like, that's Morgan Wallen. She just got really mad at you.
Who I got confused with Zach Brown.
And then you're like, and then
Zach Brown
band. It's like Zach Bryan.
Zach Bryan.
She's like, that's who? No, Zach Bryan. Is this, and then the Zac Brown Band is Jimmy Buffett's songs. Like, we have to explain it in ways you understand.
Yeah.
So, but yes, Luke Bryan.
All right.
Green Blue.
Okay, Green Blue. And then the most authentic person in the entire show throughout all the years of the show, Katy Perry. I can't hit the mute button fast enough.
I know.
That's how I have to time it so I don't even hear a syllable come out of her mouth. What's going on with her?
See, the thing with Katy Perry is something happened there. I'm actually kind of worried about her. She did actually, this is interesting because we've been talking about this. So when I went to grab photos so I can look at the photo while I talk about it, I guess this is her last season. She already announced it.
Oh.
But you can tell because I think she announced it before it started or something. But she seems jaded. So her blue, let's go into aura color. The blue is very victim-y, a little angry, kind of like just everything's going to bug her or something. Like she feels like she's over it. She doesn't feel appreciated. I don't know if it's there or just in her life at home possibly. Because like to me, she feels pissed off about something and jaded. And it's kind of a vibe. And her purple is like real dark. I feel like she wants to make a splash. She wants to make a spark. She wants to be creative. She wants to do something. I wonder if she feels held back. I wonder if she feels like she's had to put her career in a different spot in order to facilitate other things in her life that she's got going on and she's resenting it. I mean, that's kind of the vibe I get. That's what I would say to her if I was reading her. I'm like, I feel like, da, da, da. I also feel like she wouldn't want to hear any of that. But I feel like with her, it just she's not outwardly rude or anything. It's just the way that her energy feels very abrupt to me.
Yeah.
In the past, looking at her, she was just kind of like delightfully a little awkward and delightfully kind of different and a little silly or goofy. And now I feel like it's just kind of like an anger with it just because, hey, we all deal with it. But I feel like that we're watching that on this season. Oh, just me and you. Nobody else is watching this at all.
No.
I wonder if she wants to make an album, you know, to go do things differently, out of this world.
Not sit there judging mediocre talent.
Yes.
Okay. I also feel like they turn that camera off and the three of them are just like,
they don't talk to each other.
Yeah, they don't want anything to do with each other.
Well, Lionel Richie's just like, bye. Yeah.
Bye, guys.
Somebody brings him his applesauce. He's like, yay.
Okay.
But yeah, I can see that, like, nobody talking to each other.
Yeah,
sure.
Yeah. Whereas like the other three, like Simon, they probably went out. I could see them hanging out, like, probably yelling at each other,
whatever.
But still hanging
authentic,
out. Yeah.
Right?
Authentic. Much more authentic. And Seacrest, I don't know what you're doing. It's like, move on, dude. All right, let's go. All right, let's do a quick ad. We'll be right back.
Styling my hair in the humidity that comes with living in Florida, especially with summer on the way, takes me too long to do until now. Because if you're like me and you are too busy to be frizzy, you can grab Way's new anti-frizz cream. Their anti-frizz cream is such an easy addition to my already established hair routine. All I do is put a pump or two through my wet hair and then style. Style as usual. That is it. And all of Way's stuff is always multifunctional, and their anti-frizz cream is no different. It provides not only immediate frizz control, it provides frizz control that lasts up to 72 hours. Also, heat protection up to 450 degrees. It helps reduce and repair split ends. It has just amazing hydrating properties, and it's just smells good. That's the other thing. It actually smells really, really good. You can frizz free up your schedule with Way. Go to theouai.com and enter promo code AURA for 15% off any product. That's theouai.com, promo code AURA. Hey, Scotty.
Hey, guys.
That's hot. Do you remember where that's from?
Yes, of course. So.
That's hot.
That's that's Paris Hilton's catchphrase.
That's her thing.
That's her
thing.
Yeah, that's her thing.
All right. So we have to talk about Paris Hilton and the daughter of Lionel Richie, Nicole Richie.
Okay, that I knew we were gonna do the segment. I don't know who that is.
Yeah.
I don't remember her.
I sent you pictures.
Yeah, you sent me pictures. I even said to you, like, if she came walking down the street right now, I would have no clue. And that's like with most people, but most celebrities. But anyway, all right. So we're doing Nicole Richie and Paris Hilton.
So they were famous celebrity offspring of the early 2000s, you know, and you would call them like celebutantes then. There was no such thing as influencers.
These were the Nepo babies of that time.
Yeah, you wouldn't say that. Back then, they were like socialites or celebutantes or something. Because there's no social media to influence. Like, but that's what they were, but we didn't have that word back then.
Right.
So it's right after, so it's right in, they had this show And it was called The Simple Life. It started in 2003. And it was basically putting Paris and Nicole, which, you know, these two rich celebutantes in everyday American situations. So they had to go work on a farm or stuff like that. And basically it was a big, huge setup to make a lot of dumb blonde jokes, yeah. You know. And
I mean, this was probably playing off of, with Jess, I don't know which one came first. Probably, I think the Jessica Simpson one came
Newlyweds
first.
Newlyweds was 2002. This was 2003. Yeah.
Yeah. So they were probably trying to hit lightning in a bottle.
Yes. And they did.
And they did.
They did. And it was really funny. And there's all these one-liners. Like Paris is like, what's Walmart? Do they sell like wall stuff? You know, like they didn't know how.
I vaguely remember that.
It was just really funny. Yeah. And they were really authentically good at it. So Paris, I've talked about her before. She's yellow pink. And Nicole Richie, she's yellow purple. So when I see them back then, like just reading them from back then, Paris, and I would have said this, even though she's come out and said some other things after, she's smarter than she looks. How about that? You know, like I feel like with Paris, she's really witty. She's really calculated with how she manages herself. She knows what to say. She knows how to hit the vibe correctly. She knows what people need to hear from her, who people need her to be. She's just really good at reading a room and delivering, and she's really good at being 100% authentic while doing it. And it's just, that's, you know, who she is. Like, she's taken her pink aura. So pinks, I always say, have a joy bubble and are great at making a moment and making other people want to walk into their moment. That's what pinks are really good at. When they can harness that, they're unstoppable. She harnessed it. So wherever she goes, it's like you're touching something that's like a fantasy. She created this walking joy bubble, and people are infatuated with it. They want to know about it. They want to drink it. They're like, more, 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 more. She can't help that. She just sparkles the way that she does, and she's good at it. Now, later on, looking at her now, for example, she feels to me a lot more mature with the same abilities. And she's also actually come out, you know, she's had this really touching documentary on, I think it's on Netflix, if I'm sure a lot of you all have watched it. But anyways, she actually has come out and said, like, I crafted that sweet voice and all, like, she crafted all that. Like, she said it was all on purpose so that people couldn't see who she really was.
Really?
Yeah. So, I mean, it's just really brilliant in a lot of ways. Anyways, but back then, so what happened was, is their Simple Life show is so great, and then she gets asked to be an SNL host, and allegedly Nicole didn't like that because she felt like Paris was getting more attention than her. And then allegedly, and Nicole's people said this didn't happen, at the party to celebrate Paris's hosting gig, Nicole rigged it so that her Jumanji tape played instead of the video of her hosting in front of everyone.
Did that happen?
Allegedly, it did.
Oh, my.
Nicole Richie's people said it did not.
So, wait, they're at a party.
Yes.
And they were supposed to play a certain
Paris's
tape.
Sister hosted a party in honor of her sister hosting SNL.
Yeah.
And so when the big screen comes on, and Nicole had put it. It was like out of a bad movie.
It was a Jumanji tape.
Yeah, which, by the way, if you watch the documentary, this is a horrific thing that happened to Paris, and she played it.
Oh, wow. I didn't know that.
This is all alleged.
Okay, alleged.
Did that happen is my question.
We don't know.
I don't know.
We don't
know. I will say that when I look at Nicole Richie, she's yellow-purple. And to me, she feels like she's really smart in a street-smart way. So I know these people are really rich, and their kids are millionaires and whatnot, but like Nicole Richie to me feels like a scrapper in that she would – I can see her playing a little dirty. I can see her say, you know, auras aren't excuses, but they can explain behavior. I'm going to get a tattoo somewhere on that. Because with Nicole, I feel like her way is like, you know what? You think she's so great? Let's take her down a notch. Okay. You think she's so sparkly? Let's pop that pink joy bubble. Here, look at her now. You still think she's great? You know, like that.
No, could this be too, because you said they're both yellow. So
yeah.
Could this be two yellows just kind of colliding?
Yeah, that too.
And then one's pink and one's purple.
Yeah.
So maybe the pink, you always say this, pinks.
They don't care.
They don't care. They're not going to hurt you.
Nope.
They might not help you, you always say, yeah, but they're not going to hurt you.
Yeah.
And then the purple, though, could be a little more feisty.
More vindictive.
More vindictive.
A little more petty.
A little petty, yeah.
A little petty. But they're both, like, calculated.
Okay.
So, yeah, like, Paris is more calculated in her aloofness.
Right.
And that's going to really bother your friend that's like, oh, I don't think so. I'm going to make you react. Let's pop the joy bubble. I'm going to put this. Now, I don't know if that did happen. Oh, but something happened because they wouldn't talk to each other. They wouldn't film together. It was like this crazy feud. Everyone knew about it. They actually, it was like super high school. They even went, imagine the popular girls breaking up in high school, but instead of them just talking to other people, they talked to like magazines and TV. Like they would say like, I never want to talk to her again. She's the worst. She knows what she did. Like they were just going back and forth. Everybody was like eating it up. It was crazy. But then what happens is like in 2006, they made up.
Aww,
and I have this picture of them. Like they were filmed like, they were filmed like leaving a restaurant or something.
Like, I love you. No, I love you more.
Exactly. Yeah, so it's just high school nonsense.
Sure.
And to this day, they say they're still friendly or whatever. So it's like, whatever. You know what I mean? It was like a high school thing that I think played out in a very public Hollywood way. People with money. It's kind of like a Gossip Girl nonsense situation. Anyways, that's what happened with them. And when I see Nicole now, in her pictures now, I wrote this out because I was like, I feel like so Nicole married Joel Madden. Do you know who that is? The Good Joel? Charlotte singer?
No idea.
Okay. She has this very 2000s. She has two kids. Her yellow is very walled off to me. I feel like she's really big on controlling her public image. Privacy is really important for her. The attention she gets is the attention she plans for.
Do people still... Like, I know Paris Hilton still in the news, whatever. You're still going to find her on Us Weekly or whatever. But her too or no?
I want to say she does something with fashion, but I'm not sure.
Yeah.
So she
has, I haven't heard that name in a long time.
You know, I think like she just does her stuff, has her own money, just kind of lives her own thing, whatever.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want out there. And maybe her, you know, it's like, it's my choice to be like this. And I don't know, maybe it is, maybe it isn't, you know, but I feel like she definitely proclaims that it feels that way vibrationally. Whereas Paris is Paris. I mean, she's really come back out. I mean,
what I want to know
is
did Kathy Hilton
and
Lionel Richie go out? And what would that have looked like in aura color? Because, you know, Paris Hilton's got the Hilton name behind it.
Yeah.
You know, obviously, you know, in that's huge. And then you got the Richie name, which is just say you. You know, that's
say
so,
me.
Like, who's going to win there? Hilton's going to win. The Hiltons are going to crush you.
I don't know. I think, like, Lionel Richie, like, have you heard of – I don't know. He's
I mean,
like,
I
so,
could
like,
even
whatever.
See what – the year they reconciled was 2006.
Yeah.
I could even see that being
or
like
2007.
A, seven, okay.
Something like that.
I could even see there being a contract written by Kathy Hilton saying, you have to do this, this, and this.
Right.
This, this, and this, and then we'll end this feud.
I can see something like that. Well, I guess actually that's interesting you say that because reportedly what happened was The Simple Life was such a hit and they wanted – but they were refusing to film together. So the producer of the show was going to stick them on a deserted island with a bunch of survivalists and Nikki and Paris came together out of their dislike for that idea and had to band together to say, no, we're not doing that. So so I think that's interesting you said that.
I'm sure.
Because it's kind of like, it almost feels like a ruse to get them to, to make up
that's
already.
That's kind of what it feels like,
That's kind of funny that you said that.
All right.
So that's their feud and that's their auras.
All right.
And that's
that. Take a quick break. We got some more coming.
Know Your Aura podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. Okay, answer this question. What would you do if you had an extra hour in your day? Would you go for a run or take a nap, read a book, show up for a friend? A lot of us spending our lives wishing we had more time, but the question is, time for what? If time was unlimited, how would you use it? The best way to squeeze that special thing into your schedule is to know what's important to you and make it a priority. And therapy can help you find what matters to you so you can do more of it. I've benefited so much from therapy in my life. I have been able to understand what my priorities are and also reconfigure my priorities as I've grown and evolved. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist, and you can switch therapists at any time for no additional charge. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/KYA today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/KYA. Hey, Scotty.
Hey, guys.
Number one thing I got requested, I mean, I think I since I've started doing aura readings, is the Olsen twins. People really care about the Olsen twins. Okay. All right, so
the Full House twins.
Yeah, yeah. They both played Michelle
right.
on Full House.
Right, because they needed the time, right? You couldn't do a full day's work, so they yeah. needed to use both of them as the same character.
Correct.
That's why it came into being. Okay.
Yeah, exactly. All right, so it's Mary-Kate and Ashley.
Mary-Kate and Ashley, okay.
Twins in general, you don't necessarily have to have the same aura colors. Actually, I usually see twins with very different aura colors. So that's the first thing. Fraternal or identical doesn't really matter. Like, I will see them usually with different aura colors. What's interesting about Ashley and Mary-Kate is they have the same aura combination. They're both yellow-purple. Ashley is way more purple. Mary-Kate is way more yellow. Hmm. Now, they fluctuate a lot because anybody with auras does. And being yellow-purple is a huge juxtaposition of energy. So when you're yellow, you're like, I see everything how it looks on paper, and you're purple, you're like, I feel the need to create. So it's like really organized versus really messy all the time and all those opposing energies. All right. So I got a picture of them from when they were kids, well, from 2005, which is the year we're trying to center on here.
Yes.
So what's interesting is, you know, and I'm reading them as children. So I'm just going to stick to their aura colors because I don't know. I always feel like I'm invading privacy. So anyways, Mary-Kate's very yellow. I feel like she takes over a lot. I feel like she tries to speak for the group. I feel like she's very concerned with making sure they have the image. I feel like it's harder for her to speak to her feelings. And if I were talking to her parents at this time, I would say something to the effect, I think Mary-Kate needs to talk more, you know, maybe emote more or have more opportunities to feel like she can express herself. She just feels very concerned with being professional and she's just a kid. Ashley, super purple. She feels more like she does emote a little bit more. She has more of like a slacker vibe. These kids were not slackers. I'll say that. But like, relatively speaking, she feels like she will take the back seat a little bit more, do things like, I'm not going to worry about it. I'll do that later. She feels like she leads more with the purple. So more kind of like, it'll work out. I don't know. I'll deal with that tomorrow. I'm not going to. So I do feel like as twins, and I do see this with every twin situation, what one doesn't do, the other one does extra of, and vice versa. So it's almost like you're two halves of a person. Usually I see this with twins, especially when you're kids, like you're two halves of a person and one of you will get really good at one thing, but whatever you're good at, the other twin is like deficient at, but then they have their own thing they're good at that you're deficient at. And then what happens is you grow up and then you start getting better at the thing that they were better at and you were deficient in, and then you decide to get better at that, and then they feel like shut out. And then there can be like twin problems when you're an adult. Like, you don't need me. You don't love me. You know, I feel left out. You're not listening to me. Like that kind of thing. So it's, I think with twins, it's learning how not to be codependent or something, but it's so hard because usually when I read twins, it's like the most awesome relationship ever. I think that's why we all look at twins and we're all like, cool, what's it like to have a twin? You know, because we would love to know what it's like to have somebody have that much of your back all the time. But I think when you are a twin, you're like, it's a lot. It's a lot. But anyways, so having said all that, looking at them now, and I think, you know, it came out later that Mary-Kate was suffering from anorexia and then it caused a lot of complications for their life and whatnot, which made me really sad because I feel like Mary-Kate just overused that yellow, like the perfectionism and just seeing everything on paper and internalizing so much. It made me really sad for her.
Yeah. And, you know, having Bob Saget as your dad, you know, he was very neat freak and really by the rules. So,
insensitive to make a joke right now.
Sorry. Overtime.
So many wrong things about what you just said. One, Bob Saget's dead.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Two, you're coming off an anorexia comment.
Do you know that one time I signed autographs as Bob Saget? It's true.
Yes, that
it happened
true.
In Canada.
No, okay. But I feel really bad.
Yeah, sorry about that.
I feel like Mary-Kate like really internalized a lot of that and, I don't know, probably just caused her issues now. But, and then I read that, I don't know, there's like, oh, you never really know what's going on with them. You know, they're very mysterious. They're shrouded in a lot of mystery. I feel like they were basically just made to perform so much that now they hate everybody. Like, and they do, they have this company that's like really good. And I feel like they've just projected their yellow into that so they can be purple behind the scenes. You know, so it's a lot of the function of the company, but I can see them, and I don't know if this is true, but I can see them going at each other's throats. I can see people working for them like, this is toxic and dysfunctional, but they're also sisters, so it's like, whatever, you know?
Yeah.
So I can see it just being kind of like a weird, they have their own language. I mean, they like probably lived, the only two people that understood each other in a world of God knows what they witnessed, heard, were subject to. What they had to deal with, they had no safe place. I feel like their parents probably helped them and maybe didn't at the same
right,
time.
Exactly.
You know, like set them up well, but also to
yeah, because
what
they didn't ask to be on these shows
yeah.
and, you know, do and all this just, work and be in yeah. the eye, the public eye.
I think they hate everyone.
Yeah,
I really
I
do.
I can see that. And you know, I'm going to go a step further because remember, we started with saying YouTube came out around 2005.
Yeah.
I think we might see a whole generation.
Oh
of kids that are going to be like Mary, Kate, and Ashley.
It's already happening.
Yeah, with all these YouTube families or people that have tried to use their kids as, you know, to make money off them, whatever, or social media. So I think we could see that, you know, when they grow up a little bit. Yeah, I could see this being a big problem.
It's a huge, and I think they only had each other. So even if it's a little toxic sometimes in between them because they're sisters and whatever, that they only, like, it's like a bond that nobody would understand. So that's what I get with Mary-Kate and Ashley. You know, I think it's very real behind the scenes, but they're never going to show us what's really going on.
Why do you think maybe they're the most requested? Do you have any theory on that?
Well, they were really big at that time. I think a lot of people grew up on Mary-Kate and Ashley. It's kind of like a parasocial relationship situation. Like, oh, they feel like my best friends. And you know, they were such authentic actresses. Mm-hmm. They put all themselves into that work. I feel like you watch their childhood on screen.
Okay.
Because I don't think they had a childhood other than in all their movies they did. And
being in the
studio. So you actually did see their authentic personalities because like where else was it going to come out, you know? And so I feel like people just attached to them and grew up and they were formative. So I feel like all that. And so people just want to know. Mm-hmm. Also, it's mysterious. Like we know there's more to it. Also, they'll come out and they don't really smile and they always kind of like drape themselves in something and kind of stare. They always stand the same way. They kind of have a mysterious like look to them. So I was like, what's going on? Like, what is that? They're very, they have an allure to them. They have some sort of something,
a mystique.
And I think we pick up on that. But what you're really picking up on is their energy. Like, you are allowed to look at me from 6 to 8 p.m. and then I will go back into my world because I hate the public and I hate the public eye and hate doing all this. So they have to kind of put up a buffer, like a professional curtain.
Makes sense.
That's what it feels like to me.
All right. Let's
poor Olsen twins.
Okay. Poor Olsen twins, yeah.
But they are worth $500 million.
Oh, okay. Not so poor then. All right. All right, let's move on to a guy who was like, I would say the face of music.
Oh, yes.
You know, bigger than any host today, bigger than Andy Cohen, bigger than Nick Lachey, of course. You know, this actually, before we just go on to this, the other day I actually even said, I actually gave Andy Cohen a compliment. And I can't stand Andy Cohen. I think he causes so much toxicity.
Oh, that's
weird. All these problems.
Oh my God, that would be a current pop culture episode.
Yeah, right.
You don't even know. There's so much going on.
I would say, when you see Nick Lachey versus like Andy Cohen host, like Andy Cohen's good.
He's a real good host.
Now, that being said, he's brought a lot of toxic energy and to that show. But anyway, all right. So who I'm talking about is Carson Daly.
Yes.
Even I knew who Carson Daly was. Now, I did not watch TRL, Total Request Live, but I knew of the show.
Yeah.
And I knew how big he was at the time period.
It was a crazy show. People would come home from school
and
turn on MTV and just like watch it.
Yeah. And it was funny because I watched the Today Show sometimes in the morning, every once in a while.
Every morning you watch it.
No, no.
Every day you're like, wait, it's Carson. Why is it Carson there?
And I got a lot of issues with this now because he's in a diminished role. They don't give him any, they make him do like pop culture news.
He does
news.
The pop culture news.
Yeah, but.
So do you. That's what you're doing today.
Yeah, but
go on.
All right, let me just, okay.
Go ahead.
Here's, okay, you got Al Roker on there. Mm-hmm. Fine. Great. He's in a league of his own.
Yes.
But, you know, the other ones on there, I can't even remember who they are. Savannah. Who?
Hoda Kotb.
Yeah,
Savannah. Gone 3.
Like, he's better than all of them.
Craig.
And Carson Daly is 1,000 times better than them. And he should be doing the lead role.
Yeah.
But he doesn't. They give him, like, this bit role. You know, he makes a lot of snide remarks under his breath.
He's funny, yeah.
He's funny. Whenever they have, like, an eating segment, he eats the food and talks about how great it tastes,
he really likes
and everything.
Food, yeah.
Yeah, and he really wants to know about it.
Yeah.
And it might have a little green tint in there or something like that, but to it. But Carson Daly, yeah, I mean, very sad about his diminished role right now. But what about back then?
He's purple blue.
Purple blue.
Carson Daly's really purple and blue. When I was looking at pictures of him from back in the TRL days, I mean, the guy's just, I mean, he's, it's always amazing when I see a purple blue do well in, like, that well. Because usually you see a lot of green purples or yellow purples. But being a purple blue, I'm like, wow, how'd you do that? And he definitely made kind of a mess out of his love life back then. There was, I mean, Tara Reid. There was Christina Aguilera. There was Jennifer Love Hewitt. I mean, there was so much going on. He's in an Eminem song, like an unfavorable Eminem song lyric.
Right, so he played a lot of Jumanji. And yeah. But he was like the face of music at that time.
He really was. I mean, I think he was on the pulse of it.
Yeah, so, he was on the pulse.
So how you see him like on the Today Show now, he gets really into food.
He does.
And I think he was just really into music like that. Not that he's not into music now. Maybe he's, you know, there's only so much you can listen to of the new stuff when you're his age. But I feel like at that time, he was on the pulse of all the pop music, everything. I feel like he was really actually into it. And you could sense his interview was very passionate. So it was very much like, oh, how'd you do this? Or what about this? Or I know about this. Or didn't, like, it came to him naturally. And so he just fed into the vibration of it. Also that time, you know, at TRL, like, it's a very chaotic show. And maybe they wanted a different type of energy hosting it. Somebody who could kind of roll with the chaos. Someone who could roll with the different artists coming in. You never knew what was going to happen.
Yep.
And it's also possible that they wanted somebody to host it but not take over or take control of it, just his own role, like stay in your lane, Carson. And a purple blue can do that. Like a green purple will be like, I need to be in charge of the entire production of TRL, or a yellow purple, but he's just like, okay, what do you want me to do? Where do you want me to stand? And as long as it's his interview and he's doing it the way he wants it, he can really absorb like the role and the chaos of it and the dynamic of it. And so I feel like he just, again, that show feels like it was built up around his own personality.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why it worked. And yeah. I don't know if they ever had anybody do it after him. That's a really
good question. I don't know.
But I bet that's why it's not on today. Because, like, there's only one guy that can do that.
Yeah.
It's probably Carson.
I mean, they had other, like, what do they call them, VJs or whatever for MTV.
Yeah.
That were, you know, they were okay.
But, yeah, but he was coming out of that. Yeah,
he was the star.
But now, on the Today Show.
Okay, so you said he's purple blue back then. Mm-hmm. Does he wear, he seems like he's wearing inauthentic colors to me.
He is blue. He's very, very, very blue.
Okay.
And I think he absorbs a green vibe get through. I feel like he just got to this point where he's got his kids and he's got his wife, and that's what's important to him. I think he just went blue, honestly.
Okay.
And when you go blue, as a lot of our listeners know, it's like, I don't care. I literally don't care. I want to be with my dog. I want to be with my kids. I want to be with my husband or my wife or whatever. I just want to be home. And this job affords him that.
Sure.
And that's why he has, when you say diminished role, I feel like for him, he's like, I'm fine. I did it. I'm good. I don't need to go try to knock Ryan Seacrest over to host, you know, the ball drop, or I don't need to, he doesn't feel the need to be in the rat race.
Right.
He's going to be cool with what he's got. Yeah. And I feel like he found contentedness there. Having said that, I feel like he has a bit of a chip on his shoulder.
He does. Yeah.
And you feel that on him. Kind of like Katy Perry.
Okay.
A little bit. I think it's the purple blue chip, we could call it. The purple blue chip. Because Ashley Simpson has it too.
Oh.
Like the purple blue chip.
Okay.
It's like, I know what all you guys, I'm not like that. And it's just kind of, it's like a mix of victimization plus a little anger plus a little bit like, I'll do this because I want to make money. And it affords me the opportunity to do what I really want to do, which is be with my family or whatever. So I get that kind of thing.
Okay. And you know he's not red, obviously, because if he was red, he couldn't just sit up there while those other people take the lead when you know you're better than them.
He does not. I don't think he thinks that about it. He does not seem like a control freak at all.
That's what I'm saying. He's not red. So he's definitely not red.
But he also feels like he doesn't let people step on him. But I think when you're purple blue and you have been in this industry this long, what happens is you just you've seen the worst of people and you can forgive it, but you can't forget it. And it just stays with you. Just like how disgusting that world is, really bad.
I could see that. Yeah. And to be honest, the Today Show is so vanilla. It's like the most, it's like, it's like watching like paint dry. It's like the same three stories every day. Like, what, you know, I make fun of this all the time.
The airplane story.
First, we're going to have an airport story. Yeah. Then we're going to have a Taylor Swift story.
Then we have Ozempic.
Then we have an Ozempic story.
They're always the same story.
Then we're going to have a kid, you know, dancing.
The weather.
Kid crying. You know, Marine coming home.
Yeah.
Yeah, so.
This is true.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
Well, that was a big trend.
Yes,
of
that was a big trend.
2005.
Yes.
But I have some trends here.
Okay.
Now, these are trends, and I want you all to play along at home. And let's continue this discussion over on the Mystic Michaela Spiritual Family page, because I want to see you wearing these trends. If you have a picture of yourself in any of these trends,
okay,
we all need to see it.
All right.
All right. So the first one I have, and you guess what color this is.
Okay.
I put down my guesses.
I probably don't know any of these trends. I never followed any trend. I wore the same thing that I wore in 2005 probably that I do now. But all right, what's the trends?
The first one is wearing an MP3 player as an accessory. Remember MP3 players? They look like as big as a phone is now, but they were really thick. And they had you had like headphones attached. You didn't have an MP3
No,
player,
I did not.
Right.
No.
But you would put it on. And actually, they're so cool. Abby's friend from school, he was wearing one. I'm like, where'd you get that from? And it was loaded with all the songs from the 2000s. Like, obviously, his mom gave it to him or something. I'm like, how do you even charge that? Oh, like, what time capsule is that?
I believe I was using a, you know, cassette recorder at that time.
You're probably using a portable CD.
Probably a portable CD.
No,
maybe. All right. Is that like a green thing?
I put green. I don't know. Yeah, but I think everybody did it, honestly.
Yeah.
It was just like you had your MP3 player and you were like, oh, it's just in my pocket. Like, you just wore it as an accessory.
When, like, Apple came out with those. What years? I don't remember what years they were. Like, the Apple ones, right?
Yeah, that was the first one.
That was the first one.
Yeah,
okay.
Steve Jobs came out with the, I don't know what year it was,
yeah,
but it was before the phone.
Eventually I had it after everyone got it and it was on its way out.
You had the tiny,
we both had
the mini, the iPod mini.
I didn't know how to work it. I played the same six songs over and over.
Yeah.
That's all I could figure out.
Well, and then there was like LimeWire. Remember LimeWire?
Yep.
And you would just destroy your computer.
Yes.
I destroyed a computer.
Yeah.
Making burning songs off
to that
the internet.
Thing.
Yeah. Okay.
All right.
Okay. Skunk highlights.
Skunk.
So this
highlights.
Is like super platinum blonde.
Okay.
You could do it a couple different ways. You could do it chunky, like platinum blonde, and then like black, and then platinum blonde, and then black, like in chunks in your hair, or the top is blonde and the bottom's all black.
Okay, so you can kind of mix and match, do your thing.
It's like, am I blonde?
Purple.
Am I? Brunette-ish.
Purple? Is that a purple thing?
I put yellow purple.
Yellow purple?
I figured like yellows would have the maintenance ability to do it, but you'd have to be purple too to want to do that.
Okay.
I don't know. I put that. All right. Very, 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 very long skinny scarves. Remember those? You wouldn't. It's like a girl thing.
I don't remember that.
It was like those Gilmore Girls is like filled with these tiny scarves. Like, it's like, do you really need that scarf? Like, they'd sell them a Gap and stuff, like these really long, and they got ridiculously long.
They just kept getting longer
and
longer.
Then I remember thinking back then, like, seeing them, because I never bought them, and I was like, somebody could like choke you, like somebody could come up from behind
like step on it
because
it hit the floor
and they just kept getting like ridiculously long. I was like, what do you do with that? Like, you'd have to wrap it around your neck like 20 times so it doesn't hit the floor. I don't know. I put blue. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't even know.
Okay. Vote for Pedro shirts.
Oh, okay. That was from the movie
Napoleon Dynamite.
Yeah.
Also, ironic shirts in general got popular back then. Like, there was one that was like, don't feed the models. Like, they had like weird sayings with shirts, or instead of got milk, it was like got Coke, like stuff like that.
I caught a bit of that movie the other day, you know, and I don't know. It just was not my humor. Not funny.
Right.
So it can't be red, but yeah, it just wasn't funny.
I put purple.
Yeah.
But I feel like everybody wore them, but
yeah.
I don't know. You guys, again, feel free to chime in. And
yeah, help. Yeah.
Jeans under dresses.
So
there'd be like a spaghetti strap, like cami type dress, flowy, and then you'd wear jeans under it.
That sounds like turquoisey to me.
I put down turquoise too.
Yeah.
Although I was showing our turquoise daughter, Abby, this, and she was like, I'd never wear that, Mom. And I'm like, I know. Okay, I do not have an aura color for this next one. It is so bad, though. Popcorn tops. Okay, I have to show you a picture.
Popcorn
so you
tops.
Buy them, and they were so tiny. They were like these tiny shirts, but then when you put them on, they'd expand. I have a picture. Oh, yeah.
Did you have one of those?
No, because they looked awful. I don't know who they looked good on. This is a popcorn shirt.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah. I don't know who they looked good on, but they were so popular. Huh. Like, they'd sell them just, you'd be like, what? Who's wearing that? I didn't pink? Have a color for that. Pink? Pink. I can see pink's liking pink's that. Like that.
Yeah.
And pink's like rocking it.
Yeah.
Like, they could make that work.
Yes.
Okay, I think you're right.
Yeah.
Juicy tracksuits. So it's a tracksuit. Velour tracksuit. And I would say, like, juicy across the butt.
That's got to be purple. Purple?
Purple. Yeah, I think a lot of purples. And then I started seeing, like, weird things across the butt. Like, weird stuff. Like it went bad. It was, like, okay. It would say, like, all sorts
I am going to say right now, I've never worn any writing across my butt.
I refused to wear anything back then that had writing on my butt.
Right. So right here, both of us have never worn anything with writing on the butt.
Uggs. But, like, this is when Uggs really came in, and they were really high up. Like, yes. I had a pair. They were almost up to my knee.
Yeah, I remember that. There was also a phase where they had, like, pom-poms on them.
Oh, they used to have, like, pom-poms. Yeah, then they would lace up with pom-poms. Then the pom-poms got bigger, and there was, like, fur all around them.
Yeah. That was funny. I got a lot of looks at that time because, like, someone would walk by with those. I'd, like, laugh and snicker, and then they'd look at me. And I'd be like, well, I mean, really?
You're wearing those?
Yeah.
I was, like, indigo. Yeah. And then people had, like, the really long, long cardigans. Like, they kept getting longer and longer and longer and longer.
Yep.
I put indigo for that too.
Okay. That's definitely
indigo. Then we have layered polos. You would wear not one polo, not two polos, like three or four polos.
That was kind of like a, I don't know, like, yeah, like a yellow would do that?
I guess so. I had to say, like, because, like, it's preppy.
Like a preppy. Yeah. Like kind of.
It's like funky preppy or play on preppy.
Yeah. Someone like at the yacht club or something.
Yeah. But all the collars would be out. With all
the collars up. And oh, yeah. The collar. Well, didn't you put the collars up?
You put the collars up. And then, like, you had to because you were, there was like four collars sticking out.
Right.
It just looks so dumb. And then rugby shirts were really in too. I don't know if you remember. It was like the collar and then it was like a stripe and a stripe and a stripe, like two, like green, white with like rugby shirts were in. Okay. I think like probably like yellow maybe.
All right. Yellow.
The silicone cause bracelets, like the Lance Armstrong. Like you can't just donate.
We all had those.
I didn't.
I mean, I had the Live Strong.
You did?
Yeah. Someone gave it to me.
You wore it?
Yeah. I think I wore a Live Strong one.
Ew.
Yeah. Someone gave it to me.
You're so weird.
I wore it. And
so not
as soon
like
as I found
you.
Out, I took it off. I threw it out.
You're so, it's so not like you.
No, I didn't buy it myself. Someone probably gave it to me. I thought I was supporting a cause, you know?
Like we really thought we were helping by just wearing a bracelet that somebody gave you.
For a while, he was like the poster child, like for people that were down on their luck.
Yeah.
And you could do it. You know, like if you were so down and there was like no hope for you.
Yeah.
And you like thought, well, Lance Armstrong had cancer and he won
did.
Seven
but he
Tour
did.
De France.
Yeah.
But he cheated.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah.
Whatever. I don't care.
Okay.
I can't care.
For a red, a red can't handle that.
I gotta choose what I care about.
No, I don't
just
care
don't
about
care.
It, but a red cannot handle that.
Well, I feel bad for the people that didn't win and weren't drugging.
Exactly. Yeah,
all right, fine.
Exactly. All right.
Trucker hats.
Those
are so ugly.
Are those still in? So I've seen
a lot of this stuff
that.
Is kind of coming back. Like, it's like Y2K fashion and stuff like that. Trucker hats. I don't know. Purple. It's like I just
green
put purple for everybody.
Green, purple.
Cargo pants.
Cargo pants. Green.
Green.
Is that green? Yeah, green.
Remember the whale tails or the thongs sticking out of jeans? Oh my God. You remember?
Yeah. Vaguely. It's
oh my God.
Back
like you'd wear, because like the really low rise jeans were in, and then you'd have to wear like your, it was like the thong song.
Okay.
Thong, the thong, thong, thong.
And that would stick out?
Yeah. And it would stick out like on your hips. I never did that, but like a lot of people did.
Okay.
And oh my God, massive belts. Remember that? That's huge. Belts. I wish that would come back.
That's not terrible.
I'm sticking with that one. They should come back. And then camis, like silk camis. You couldn't wear like a bra. Really depended what you were dealing with on your own body type, if you could wear that or not. So I gave that to turquoises because turquoise don't care.
They don't care.
Listen, I'm wearing this cami. And I'm not wearing any support systems under it.
Well,
because turquoise is like, whatever, deal with it.
Okay.
Go turquoise. Well,
we're going to put up a thread. If you supported any of those trends, please.
Call yourself
tell
out.
Us your colors, if you know them, or guess what you think you are.
Yeah.
And send in a picture with that.
Please do.
That will be on the Mystic Michaela Spiritual Family Facebook page.
Who are the brave souls?
Who are the brave people? Yeah, we'll get a lot of purples probably doing this and maybe some turquoise stored in. But even indigos, we want to see those. We want to see those pom-pom.
Show us your trends.
Uggs, whatever. Show those trends.
All right. This podcast is for you and about you, and we're so glad you spent some time with us today.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.